Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
5 o'clock hour on a Friday. Funky Buddha happy hour. Brought to you by our friends at Funky Buddha Brewery. Good vibes on tap. You know, there's a Panthers game tomorrow at the Amerant Bank Arena. I know Ryan from Funky Buddha is going. But anyone who's going to the Panthers game tomorrow, you stop by Funky Buddha at the little mini tap room right there by Pantherland.
Yes.
Get yourself some nice libations for the evening of hockey. 6 p.m. puck drop tomorrow. And you enjoy yourself some Funky Buddha at the Amerant Bank Arena.
That Cosmic, the Hazy IPA, the new one. Got me a case of it the other day. You got to check it out. I don't know if it's at the Amerant Bank Arena yet, but it is delicious.
I want to compliment Solana. First of all, he did not, in 3 hours yet today, mention my Gale Garten quarter zip, which he's usually delighted to do. I call it a Gordon Gartrell, but Gale Garten works at Light FM, but it's Gordon Gartrell. But I happen to like Solana's shirt today that he's wearing, and I don't know what... No, the shirt over it. I don't know what that is. That's some sort of jacket? Is that like... That's suede? What is that? What's going on there?
I'd call it a pullover.
Well, it's not a pullover. It's a button-down.
A pullover. Like
is it corduroy?
No,
but
it's
a pullover, you pull it over your head. Yeah, like, that's not a pullover.
No, a pullover. You just put it over. You put it over your shirt.
I don't think you know what a pullover is.
Did you say a putover?
Yeah, you just put it over. This is a putover.
You know that's not a pullover, though? Because a pullover, you pull over your head. A pullover would not have buttons or a zipper. A pullover has to be pulled over your head.
I don't think so. I think you're making that up. I don't follow.
You never cease to amaze me with this stuff. I'm complimenting what you're wearing, and you're calling a button-down shirt or a jacket a pullover. And I'm not certain what's going on here. What is that made of? Is that corduroy?
No, it's just this is like cotton, I believe.
Stand up. I want to see that. It's a good look. I like it.
Looks ridiculous.
No, it looks good. Is it a jacket or a shirt?
Looks like an undercover cop.
Wear that as a shirt?
Looks like an undercover cop.
Like an undercover cop? What are you talking about?
Hey, brother, can I get a dime bag off you?
Hello, kids.
Hello, fellow kids.
Hello, fellow kids.
Well, I like it.
I would never wear this without a shirt. Like, I wouldn't just button this up.
It's not a shirt. It's
almost
a jacket.
It's like a flannel almost, you know?
But it's
not flannel. It's cotton, but it's like a flannel. You wear it like a flannel.
I like it. And Crowder, you're wearing a Crowder Powder t-shirt?
Yes, sir. Little cartoon Chan.
I like it.
Hey.
It's a nice color. I like the light blue.
You know, it was lame today. I'm in L.A., and I have on a dolphin hat and a teal shirt. And I'm walking around, and a guy came up to me. He was like, did you play for the Dolphins? Because I think I know you. And then I saw the Dolphins.
You're wearing the Crowder Powder shirt, though, out in public?
Yeah, I'm wearing it.
With your face on it?
Yeah, it's pretty. I felt pretty lame when he did it to me. He was like, that's you on your shirt. I was like, yeah, I just... missed this morning getting dressed at 4 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm having a big dolphin hat. That's just, I'm lame.
You like my stripes?
That's the your little LL Beans and Gerlinger Trails are terrible.
Well, I think we can all agree Jimmy's Coca-Cola shirt takes the cake for today.
He's a walking billboard.
Where'd you get that, Jimmy? Remember?
In Atlanta, in the Coca-Cola factory.
Ah, memories. Coke Zero, of course, the premier Coca-Cola drink.
I thought it was New Coke.
No, no. Nectar of the gods, Coke Zero.
The Coke overseas is better than ours.
I don't know about that.
It is. I had the best. I had my first ever sips of Coca-Cola while I was in Italy out of like the glass Coke bottle.
Yeah. But that's the setting. Like you're looking at beautiful scenery and it's Coke in a bottle and whatever. You just got engaged. That has to do with there's a lot more going on there than just the taste of the Coke.
Have you been to World of Coke in Atlanta?
Years ago, when I was in college.
You remember they have the countries. They're like, this is Australian Coke. This is, this Coke, that Coke. The other Cokes around the world are better than ours.
Yeah, but we have all that now because you got the freestyle machines. You can make anything.
No.
You literally can make anything now in the Coke.
It's different. They make it different.
I made a Coke Twinkie the other day. Yeah, anything. If you push the right buttons, you can come up with anything.
The Coke is different overseas.
Get headlines here. 5 o'clock, Funky Buddha happy hour, and you're going to get a little early edition of Preheat beginning at 5:45 tonight, so let's get a quick look at the headlines with Alejandro Solana.
Thank you, Hawk. These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. I'll skip sports. I'll get to it in a second, but did you see, since I know you're a big fan of the Bear, Hawk, they've renewed The Bear for season 4, so they're taping season 3 and season 4 right now in Chicago back-to-back.
Yeah, great news. Season 2 of The Bear is one of the best seasons of television that I've ever watched.
Yeah.
And you watched it, right?
I did.
I haven't.
You haven't, but Solana has, right? Yeah. And Jimmy has. You've watched both seasons of The Bear, Jimmy.
I haven't finished season 2 yet. I have finished season 1.
It's crazy to me because I was texting with Ryan, the owner of Funky Buddha, today because of this, the Bear news. He had texted me and his brother, hey, season 3 and 4, they're filming them now. And I said it's because of the Christmas episode of season 2 because it's one of the best episodes of television ever made. And a lot of people, Appel and Ryan being two of them, think that Forks is the better episode.
Nope.
From The Bear season 2, which is absurd.
Yeah.
But anyway, Ryan from Funky Buddha said to me today, he's like, yeah, I haven't finished season 2. I haven't watched anything since Forks. And I said, who on earth stops watching The Bear season 2 after Forks? Like, you've watched two back-to-back episodes of some of the best television ever. The Christmas episode and then Forks. You stop? Like, that's where you stop? But now we have found out Jimmy, because I was like, who on earth? I said to him, there's not a single person on earth that has stopped watching The Bear in the middle of season 2 and just hasn't gotten back to it. And now we find out Jimmy is that person.
I got to check it out.
It is so good. Season 1's good. It's fine. Season 2 is one of the best seasons of television I've ever seen, period.
Yep.
Can I just watch season 2?
No, you got to watch season 1.
Yeah.
Man.
First couple episodes in season 1 they're tough too, cuz like you don't really understand the directing.
Right.
And it's a bit bizarre, but once you're hooked, you're hooked. I'm not surprised to hear that from Ryan though, from Funky Buddha, because Ryan famously, I saw him at the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert and he left as the concert was starting because he only went to see the opening act of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Which was who? Do you remember?
No, I don't even remember.
Like Cage the Elephant. Yeah,
right. I mean, what?
Hey, man, when you're rich, you move different.
That's true.
Chili Peppers aren't doing it for me anymore.
But it's the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I mean, it's the Peps. You know what I mean? I mean, how do you leave?
Who stopped season 2 of The Bear? It's one of the best seasons of television. Like, out of, like...
But I will say,
I don't understand it.
Ted Lasso I didn't watch the last two episodes of the most recent season of Ted Lasso, and, you know, this is kind of a hot take, but I've just had enough already of Ted Lasso. And
Righteous Gemstones. I stopped watching it. I was like, okay, I got it. This is, but the Bear season two is so unbelievably good. And then you get the Christmas episode and then Forks back to back.
Right.
How do you stop then?
You know, two people close that stopped, Hawk. I think, you know, might not be that hard.
One of them is wearing a Coca-Cola shirt
that he bought from Coca-Cola store.
And the other guy left the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert as Red Hot Chili Peppers were coming on stage.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Love you, Jimmy.
Love you, too.
The Heat do play tonight versus the Pistons at 7 p.m. Eastern time. Inter Miami plays tomorrow at DC United at 3 p.m. Do I have that right? Is it 3 or 2 p.m.?
2 p.m.
2 p.m. Thank you, Jimmy. The pregame show begins right here on WQAM at 1:30. Messi not expected to play. Los Marlins. They play today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Spring training action. Bro, we're like 2 weeks away from regular season.
I know. What is it, March 28th?
March 28th against
the
Piratas.
We're going to do the show next week in Jupiter. I know Tobin and Leroy were out there today.
Yeah.
We're doing the show Wednesday, next week, Wednesday in Jupiter, Thursday at the Amerant Bank Arena.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. You know why?
Road trip.
Sports. We are all about sports. If there is sports going on, we show up.
Is that a liner?
Yeah, it's our new slogan.
Okay.
If there's sports around, we show up.
Work it out a little better.
Well, better than what we came up at 2 o'clock, which was like we don't know anything and
we don't listen
and we don't listen.
That one more accurate though.
Amazing how just over the course of 3 hours and 11 minutes we can go from the slogan of we don't know anything and we don't listen to if there's sports, we show up.
That's a terrible slogan.
That sounds like a legit like sports station slogan. Like that's a Ryan Maguire slogan
for
right
sure.
there.
Miami Sports
we
Radio.
Show up.
WQAM.
Ryan Sense texting me, not happy with how we've disparaged him. How about you finish the bear, Ryan, instead of wasting your time texting me? How about you finish one of the best seasons in television history? All right. How about this? You leave the radio to me. I'll leave the brewing to you. But trust me, finish the season two bear.
The yes, Rams. Chefs.
That's a good line, Jimmy.
Damn. Sorry, I jumped all over you, Jimmy. I apologize.
That was a good line, too.
Yeah. The Rams are signing Jimmy Garoppolo. This just in.
Okay. That's good. Back up Stafford.
Sure. That guy fell off the face of the earth, too.
Yeah.
Who's Garoppolo? Yeah. Fell off.
Who's the guy that took his place? Aiden O'Connell, right?
Yep. Aiden O'Connell.
Yeah.
Yeah, in Las Vegas. Yeah, damn. That Stafford's good, though, man. He was sneaky good last year, but the Rams weren't that good.
Yeah. They made the playoffs, though, right? They just lost to the – I think they lost to the Lions. That was the whole story. Yeah. Stafford going back to Detroit. Yeah. But they ended up making the playoffs. They snuck in. Los Modelins play the Cardinals today at 6:05. Phillies tomorrow at 1:10. Mets Sunday at 1:10 as well. Canes baseball opens up a 3-game series versus UNC. Get your Mark Light shake made with tar. As they host the Tar Heels tonight, 7 p.m.
I don't think that's it.
Huh.
That's false.
Huh. All right, guys, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7. Partly cloudy right now in South Florida. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the upper 70s, mid-70s. Gentlemen, for the final time of this week, that is your weather. Actually, I have to give you your Players Championship update. Wyndham Clark is still your leader. 14 under, Matt Fitzpatrick and Maverick McNeely, Nick Taylor are tied for second at 9 under. So Wyndham Clark, who I put a little wager on to win this bad boy, is still your leader at 14 under. And just because we had brought up Rory McIlroy, he maybe I should have pressed refresh on this leaderboard.
Well, you could just say he is golfing.
Okay, he is golfing.
He is in the tournament.
That is your update from the Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee, serving golfers around the country since 1968.
Edwin Watts must be so proud.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Why you got a 12-car garage when you only got 6 cars?
Hawk and Crowder.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.